Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Okay, first question we have today is from Anne. She says, you have posts and information on light values wanting to wear dark colours to appear more authoritative and professional. But what about dark value gals who want to lighten up to look more in tune with summer, be more feminine, more approachable? If an inner column is dark, then jacket, vest, scarf near the face would be light, but then the darker looks better near the face. So you could think about different things. So I say, rather than going really light, think about more medium. So having some medium colours, like say something like this sort of green that I've got on, is quite a medium colour, can be worn in summer very easily by someone who's darker, and it won't look too out of balance in the way that something very light will look out of balance. So also think about, you know, your scarf or whatever, if it has a bit of value contrast to it, that can also work really well if it's got some sort of pattern as well. You could do a lighter column of colour and then put dark over the top. That would be another option as well. But, you know, even some, you know, femininity and things like that come in shapes, in construction, in detail. It doesn't have to be colour as well. So you can think about also the lightness of the fabric, that a lightweight fabric like a chiffon or something like that gives you that femininity as well. So it doesn't need to just be in a light colour. Another thought could be, you know, wearing things like floral patterns. And there's a real trend at the moment that the florals have dark backgrounds. And so this is going to work well for you if you have a dark ideal value, and you'll get that contrast in that floral pattern as well. So really, there's so many dark background floral patterns at the moment. That's going to give you that femininity and kind of a bit more softness and approachability as well. So thinking about, rather than just going all light or lots and lots of light, which will tend to make you look a bit washed out, think about more medium colours, as well as, you know, you could do an inner column of light colours, and think about those fabrics and patterns as well, and also the detail, the fabric, and how it's all put together. And I know I do have a blog post about for what to wear in summer when you have a dark ideal value. So I'll link to that as well. You can check that out. Christina said, I have a few colour analyses over the years and they've disagreed on palettes I've been given. Both summer, which I wear is too cool and look drawn. I'm wondering if the reason you were given southern is actually because you have softer colouring rather than the coolness, or maybe there's lightness there as well. And spring, which you've said is okay, but the spring colours you feel look cheap unless they're put together really well. I am wondering here, but I fear if I wear warm and dark colours such as the autumn colours, I get dark shadows on my skin. So I'm sounding like to me, Christine, that you are lighter and softer and warmer. So maybe something more like my intriguing palette, or possibly spicy. Not quite sure without having seen you and done a colour analysis. My style is pixie ingenue and dramatic, even though I scored creative on your quiz. So pixie ingenue is related to creative. So dramatic is different, but I would say that that pixie ingenue is actually part of the creative. I don't like to be overly boxed in. And of course, if you are more creative, that is why you don't want to be boxed in, but do like some guidelines. And this is where I think that guidelines are always great, because we don't have to have hard and fast rules, but guidelines just give us some boundaries. It's like the difference between swimming in a swimming pool, which actually has some lanes and some boundaries, versus swimming in the sea, which is great, but you can get caught on a riptide and end up somewhere else you really don't want to be, or end up just with a whole lot of clothes in your wardrobe that aren't making you happy. So having, you know, it can be a huge Olympic swimming pool, or maybe it's an entire pool complex for you with a diving pool and a paddling pool and all sorts of different pools, but it's still within some boundaries. And that's what your style guidelines give you. So thinking about what works for you. So you want that creativity, you want that interest, but then deciding, well, which colours. And I would recommend that Possibly you look at softer, warm colours rather than the cool. If a colour only works when you've got a tan, it means it's not the right colour. That means that you need the tan to stop you looking washed out. So I would suggest that, you know, if you can wear it with a tan, but you can't wear it the rest of the year, not the right colour, and just get rid of those clothes or over dye them into something that looks better. Think about that you've mentioned that darker colours make you look shadowed and older, so stick with lighter colours. And then kind of look for colours with similar colour properties. I would suspect because you've been given a summer once that what they noted was the more muted light palette was working for you rather than the brighter colour. So I'd say probably you are none of the seasons, but you are warm, light and soft, which is my intriguing palette potentially. And so therefore they are the kinds of colours you'll want to look for. And then of course, when we've got that more creative personality, we can mix colours, put interesting things together. We can create our own personal style guidelines. And this is where I think going away, taking photos of outfits for say, you know, a month or something, and then noticing, create your own guidelines. Which looks best? What do you love about it? What makes you feel like the best version of you? What makes you feel like you're looking really great, that you're expressing who you are on the inside, on the outside? All these things, and having that style recipe, that's kind of how you can create a style recipe, make for a great kind of boundary or set of guidelines for you to follow whilst still allowing you the freedom. Just like you can get from one pool into a different pool when you're at a pool complex, you can play about. You don't have to wear the same clothes every day. This is not about giving you a very strict structure that you have to follow if you don't want one. This is where there are people who love to have a really kind of clearly defined set of rules and they know exactly what, and they wear something more similar every day. And so this is where we have more the uniform concept or a much more kind of outfit concept, whereas this is how I put things together and it's much more similar versus, you know, there's many of us who prefer to have a bit more variety and difference, and we can do that. But there's still potentially some boundaries, some guidelines that we follow to really feel and look our best. So hopefully that gives you a few ideas to think about when with your colours and also putting together a wardrobe and your own personal style guidelines that really work for you. Last question today comes from Christophine, who says, could you talk about casual wear for various body types and footwear that's flattering as we are all living in leggings, and how to style up for living at home? Now, I know it's interesting. It's one of those things. I was talking to a friend the other day and we're talking about how much casual everybody's wearing. When you're not going out, it can be very hard to be bothered to get dressed in anything that's not very casual and comfortable. But this is where I think it really depends on what's your version of casual. And it's probably in many ways less about body types and more about personality, about what you feel comfortable wearing. Now, we can all wear a pair of jeans. And now, I mean, it was interesting. I've been looking at what are the current jeans like trends, and we have got everything again. Now, for the past decade, skinny jeans has been the trend. We are moving away from that. And I'm seeing wide leg jeans, flared jeans, straight leg jeans, as well as skinnies are still continuing on. So you name it, there's a different jeans shape. So depending on your shape, and if you're not sure of which flatter your shape, you can do my body shape quiz and download your body shape Bible. And that's going to give you an idea of like, should I have a wider leg? So if you are a V shape, so broader shoulders, narrower hips, you look great in the wide leg jeans. Or if you're an A shape, that shape also works for you as well, because it, you know, gives you some extra room through the thighs and creates a bit more balance. But if you have really short legs, then I wouldn't go for too wider legged jean, because it tends to be shortening as well. So you might look for a narrower wider leg, or just a bit of a flare or more of a boot cut, or go for a straighter leg is going to be often better. So it can depend on the size of your hips, whether you're straight up and down, whether you're more curvy, all those sorts of things. So because right at the moment we have all these options, go with what works for you. So if you're not sure of your shape, go for that. Pair of jeans, then what kind of top? And I often think like just a really plain t-shirt can be too boring. So I will often look for some sort of interest or detail in the construction of and things like tops, whether it is pattern or whether it is like a change of fabric. So this shirt that I've got on has got a different sort of, it's got a more chiffon-y top, and then it comes down to a knit below it. So it just even something like that can make something a little bit more interesting than if it was just all t-shirt, completely plain, completely dull. And of course, knowing yourself. Are you someone who prefers to add detail with jewellery and accessories, or are you someone who prefers not to, and therefore you need to look for that interest and detail in the construction? So those sorts of things as well are really important to think about when you are putting together your outfits. So I always think it's, you know, you can add a scarf very easily. You can add an accessory that can just give a bit more interest and detail to your casual outfits. You can still have some very casual, comfy shoes and all those sorts of things. It's really up to you though, because this is where it's your style recipe. It's your style. There is no one thing that works for everybody. So I would say it's like, you know, just like I talked before about, you know, taking outfit photos, I would do the same thing and actually work out, like, in which outfits did you feel the happiest and at your best? And therefore, how did you put those together? What was the interest and the detail? Did you add a bit of pattern in? Did you add some different colours together? Did you add an accessory? What kind of accessory? Was it small? Was it large? Was it medium scale? Like, all those things are going to make a difference. And they're going to, you know, give you some information about your own personal style, you know, preferences. And I think that's just as important as knowing what's in fashion or what else is out there, or even following any sort of set of externally imposed guidelines. So hopefully that's given you a little bit of food for thought. And of course, if you want to know more about body shape and you want my professional opinion, I give that in my 7 Steps to Style program, as well as my one-on-one consultations. And of course, please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And I look forward to chatting to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.